Viter in Shas. Remember, Babasa Daf Pei. Wawa Wewa. Picking up at the very top of the page about a Mishnah. Now, let's understand. There's something called a Shovach, a dove coat, and doves, they have babies. How often do they have babies? Well, they have babies every single month. That's right. Every month they go and they have two babies. That's one Zachar and one Nekeva. Except for the month of Adar, they don't have any babies. And we're going to talk about right now that if someone goes ahead and let's say they want to buy the rights of the dove coat, that is that if the doves, the babies that come out of it, they want to go and buy them, not the actual original dove coat itself, not the babies, not the mamas, not the mama, but just the dove coat itself. So what's going to be the din if they want those animals? Lekech peros shovach mechavero. The one who buys the peros shovach from his friend, mafriach berecha rishona. He has to leave over the first pair of doves that come out of the that the dove has in order to go ahead and to fly with the mama. In other words, that the mama shouldn't feel alone and then run away and go to another shovach, and that's all lost. Says the Rashbam, let's read it. Inside. If it says Nisan, I want to be all the pears that come from this year. Mashioldu that is born b'chocholish every month. Avali mos lokara. The mama is not bought. V'derech hayonim lasso shnei v'lados b'chocholish. There's a derech that they have two v'lados, two babies every month. Zachar unekeva chutz mechodesh Adar, except for the month of Adar. She'ain yolden. They don't have any babies. V'hanu v'lados gamhim l'sof beis chadosh. And those babies themselves, after 2 months, they themselves start having babies. Right? Those yonim. Those pigeons, those doves. Beis chadashim, osim vlados, v'chol chodesh, v'chol shnei vlados, kriim brecha. A brecha is two vlados. So now says the Mishnah. Okay, chmeshavach mechavera, mafriach brecha rishona. They go and they have to allow the first pair to go and fly with the mama, says the Rashbam. Mafriach, alokech brecha rishona, maniach lefroach. Sorry, ima aim, they leave over with the fly with the mama. Sha'osan lo macha, those are not sold. Shekein derech amrochen peros shovach la'ake brecha rishona, to leave over the first brecha, the zachar and the keva, the first pair. Lios savos limos, to be mitzavah, to go along with it, to accompany the mama. Liskayim ha'shovach, to upkeep it. Pen yivrucho imimos, lest the mamas run away from this shovach, v'hu shovcho. Lo machar, hilkach mistama gam brecha rishona shel shana zu ikevim shovach the zu vehi kiyam hashovach, that upholds it. The Gemara refers to gam peris rishonim. The Gemara explains that even the first peris that come dahi brecha rishona shiar mochelios savos lach im brecha rishona pen tivrach daha ima lo mitstavsa. Bottom line is we don't want to lose out this whole shovach, so we leave that over. Kach daiti leparsha b'gemara. Okay, so now says the Gemara that is talking about when we talk about a shovach. What about a beehive? Now peros kaveres, the peros, the fruits of a beehive. Says Rishbam shoshana shen achas devorim nolda mina kaveres, the bees that are born from it. Notel gimel nechilim, he gets to take three nechilim. This is known in English as a swarm, right? So we say the way that these work is that you have bees, you have a queen bee. Queen bee makes a lot of eggs. That's the whole purpose of the queen bee, is just to have babies. Eventually, when the queen bee goes ahead and stops having babies, the actual colony kills the bee. It's pretty sad. But in any event, bees, the way that they work is that they have a lot of eggs, and then you have a lot of a lot of bees that come out of it. And at some point, what happens is there's too many bees that are over there. The queen then leaves, and with this known as a swarm of bees, and they go into a branch. And during the summer, they do it every 9 to 10 days. And after they are on that branch, then they go into another one. They start a new colony over there, and that's what happens. Now, says the Rashbam, reading says Gimel Chaburus and Noldos Rishona, the first three that are born, Begimel Zmanim, the three different times, Mites Yomim or Yud Yomim, 9 to 10 days, Zeh Acher Zeh, Shekein Derech HaKaveres, Betchil Yomazakais, the beginning of the summer, Yotzimin HaKaveres, Nechil Sheldvorm, leaves a swarm of bees, Yoldos Sheyoldu Haimos, for Yoshin Al Anaf, and they go, they sit on a branch of the tree, maybe maybe kaveres chalas, and they start a new one, a new colony, a new swarm there. Machnisin l'socho, chen l'sof tesa yud yomim, and then after 9 or 10 days, yotzei nechil shadvarim again. You have the swarm that leaves. Acher, maybe kaveres acher, so make another beehive. Rekanis umachnisin l'socho, they go in front of it. Vechen ashlishi, and so to a third. Vekarin lo tirtzil, v'yesha osin ad zayin v'chespam. There's some that produce 7 or 8 times. They do this. That we find in Malchus Yavon, Greece. Machazu, where I am, says Rashbam, Rubinos and Gimel Palm, and most of them do 3 times. So, Shlishi, Guru, Makula, and the third one is worse than all. Dacho and Acho and Garua, it gets worse and worse as they're built. Hilkach, Dai, Begimel, Nechilim, Rishonim, Shem, Cheshuvin. The first three are the most chashu ones. So, Peres, Kaveres, Dota, Nechilim, Umesares. And then he cuts it off, says Rashbam, that is at Klomer, Mikan, Ve'ilach, Vanan, Yigrum, Lehem, Amocher, Shiestarsu, Be'aleim, Veloyasu, Ode, Peres, they don't have any more children. Kadeshe, you, Trudin, Sukan l'sasvash, they should be busy making honey. The chol zman shos and dvash, all they're doing honey, enos and vlos, they don't have babies. But dvash shal mocher, who the dvash belongs to the mocher, the seller, she came derech ha-kaveres, le'acher she-yatsu, kol ha-nechilin oset dvash. Afterwards, they go and they make honey. V'yesha hargan or some kill them. Local vash take the honey. V'yesha merikin or some the kaveres rekanis. Some go and they clear it out to have an empty beehive. Masaris, first, Gores can explain what this means. Chalos Dvash, let's say he buys one, he wants the honeycombs. That's what he's buying over here. There's the Rashbam, Akaveris, Chalos Dvash, Akaveris, Achash, Asa, Peros, Vyatsu, Anachilam, Lochan, as Dvash takes the honey. Who also Chalos, Vyishbo, Yud Chalos, they have 10 different combs, or Esrim, or 20, Sebastazedis, on the side of the other, Mishaiva from wax with dvash and honey, murav that mix together yachad, v'mocha chalos kavarso, v'lo machar sa kaveres, rotzehu lachnisa b'musak shamim. Those who buy these chalos and not the kaveres, wants to add, put them into the during the winter, latzniel l'shanava to keep it there. Store it for the next year. Lassos peros to the go make peros to make more bees. Vehilkach mistama shir beis chalos. He leaves over 2 honeycombs. Le sparnes mehan had devarim. So the devarim. So the bees will be able to get from the basic shum. Will be able to live during the gemasik shum. So chalos he buys the honeycombs, and Now let's see in the Gemara what we just said. Chalos Tavash Menech Beis Chalos is to leave over 2 chalos, 2 honeycombs, right, in order to be able to have them to survive. So I buy the honeycombs from you myself to leave over 2 for them to survive for afterwards. I'm not buying the whole beehive or the bees, etc. Zesim Lakos, if you buy olive trees in order to cut, and the reason why you want it is for the wood, then Zesim Lakots, Meniach Shte Grofios, is to leave over 2 Grofios, 2 branches. Says Hashem, Anafim, V'choz V'tzamech, and then it goes and it grows back. Kidabin Rishis Rabba, V'hita Karim, Lo Haya Lo Lita, Lo Yichor, Echad, V'lo Grofios Achas, Omehechad Haya Lo, Amar Rebbe Abba Bar Kahana, Hichnesi Moz, Moros Lenetios, Yichorm Letainim Grofios. Lizesim. Bottom line, he's got to leave over that it's going to be able to regenerate. Says the Gemara of Tanya. 1 second, but we learned in a braisa. Brecha Rishonu Shnia. You have to leave over the first set, the Zachar Nekeva, and the second Zachar Nekeva. Says the Rishbam of Tanya. Lokech Peru Shavach Mafriach Brecha Rishonu Shnia. Because I could like the Shte Brechos Halalu. Minayimos is coming from the Mama. Can go Brecha Rishonu Shal Nisan and Brecha Shnia Shal Iyar. Vehilkach Kasha. Therefore, it's a question about Sisan Armin. The first one, all that's going to be sold. So how do we understand this? Says the rest of this, the Gemara, Amar Rav Kahana, look, Hasha, the second pair that we're talking about over here is, that's got to be left over for the daughter, and ha le'ima, and the first one is talking about for the mother. That is, you have the mama has a zachar nekeva, that nekeva has a zachar nekeva. So the mama, you have to leave over the zachar nekeva for the mama. The nekeva, you have to leave over the zachar nekeva for the nekeva. So I'm going to kind of look at shahala. The second pair is talking about for the daughter, and the ha-li-ima is talking about the mama. All right, so that's what it means. So ma'ishna ima, what is it about the mother that you leave over one? Why is that? Explains the Rashbam, what does that question mean? Why is it enough for just that? Why is that that's enough? Says the Gemara, because the mother becomes very attached to the daughter and to her husband, to the zug, the ben zug, that we're going to leave also. You have to leave this to continue on. Inami, but why don't we say about the daughter also? That it's going to become attached to the mother and to its own mate, which we're going to leave for her. Why then do we say that the buyer has to leave the second pair for the daughter? We said you have to leave over a pair for the mama, which means a son and a daughter. And that you have to leave over for that daughter, a son and a daughter. Why do you have to leave for that daughter, a son and a daughter? It already has its mother, it's a companion, and its brother, you know, which ends up being its husband, you know, for a companion. Why do you have to leave that? Ima, and for the Gemara, Ima abrata mitstavsa. The mother bird becomes attached to its daughter. Brata, Ima lo mitstavsa. This amazing lesson for mamas. The daughter doesn't become attached to the mother. So what that means is, it's like the first mother, you have to leave a son and a daughter and its spouse. And now you say that daughter, you have to leave a son and a daughter and its spouse, right? Why don't we just say it's enough to have its spouse and its mama? Because it now itself is a mama and it gets very attached to its daughter and it doesn't get attached to the actual mama. Whew. Okay. Peres kaveris. Let's say the person goes in and buys wants the peres of a kaveris, of the beehive. So he takes these three swarms of bees and then he goes and cuts off. I'm a misarson. What does this mean over here? How are we doing siris? We know like when to be misarson, someone, like a person, that means they stop them from being able to have children. You sterilize them. So, pamem misarson, how do you go ahead and do this? Says the Rashbam, Doloshin siris, zachu, samash, masha, psuta, menemishnah. So how exactly do you do this? Some Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Bechardal, what you do is you give them mustard. Oh, we should remember this from way back. And Daf Yud Ches, when we spoke about mustard seeds and bees, right? It says Rashbam, La'achil and Chardal, come to first and come out, we're going to explain. Army Bimarav and Mishad of Yosef Echanina, he said, it's something that said, Lo Chardal Mesarsen, mustard doesn't sterilize them. It's not going to stop them from having kids. Rashbam says, Grama Ba'alma de Kagarim Lahu, because the person just doesn't cause something. Because of the fact, once they have the bitter taste of mustard in their mouth, they go back to the hive and they eat their honey to get rid of that taste, and that stops them from going ahead and having kids that season. Sviusan, and because of being so savea from the honey, betelos from pirivirvi, they stop having pirivu. The chosis also is vash, and they go to make honey. So it's not the mustard itself that's stopping it from having children, but rather the mustard causes a bit of taste, causes them to go into have the honey, which causes them to be fine, and they don't go ahead and they don't have children anymore. They're both from Peruvu. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Notel shloshen nechilim b'seirus." No, what the Mishnah is that means is that the one who buys it, he's taking three swarms on b'seirus, which means alternating. He takes the first, the third, and the fifth one, and he leaves the other ones for the sale. So it doesn't mean that you go ahead and you are now sterilizing them. But Masnis and Tana and Abraisa, we taught that notel gimel nechil b'zeir chazeh, you take one after the other. Mekan ve'elech, from then on, notel achas mani achachas, you take one, you leave one, you take one, you leave one, and then you do it alternating. Chalos tavash mani achshtei chalos. If you buy the honeycombs of the beehive, you have to leave over 202 combs in order for them to survive through the winter, the bees. Amrav Kahana, devash mekaveris, honey in a beehive, in a never loses status as ochel, and therefore it can be mekabel tuma, retains the status. Alma kasara lo bay machshava. So we see, according to this Rav Kahana, that Rav Kahana is saying that the honey there doesn't need thought in order to become food. This is based off of there's a Mishnah in Uksin that talks about the idea of food being tamei that fall into the category of tumas ochlin. But in order for something to fall into that category, it has to be that it is actually deemed food by somebody. And if not, they have to have machshava, it's called food. But if not, then it's not going to fall into those categories of tumah. What we're saying is that the Mishnah is telling us that that honey has its status of food, even if you don't have that intention to do such a thing. That even though the bees themselves will go and eat from it, still considered food for people, and therefore fall into the categories of tumah that would fall, you know, the, however that would play out. To get into that. That honey in a beehive, ain't no low. It's not considered food or drink, and therefore it can't, it's not connected to tumah at all, which goes clearly against Rav Kahana, who says that it is. Says Rashbam, lo ochel l'tami b'kabeitza, v'lo mashkel l'tami b'revias. It's not food that's going to be l'tami when it comes to, when it reaches the category, the size of an egg, of a beitza, and not when, it, you know, revias, if it's a mashke. Umiyu, la'atzma m'kabel ochel tumah, it itself does, b'cholshu, even with a little bit, because the first record of Torah's Kohanim, Mikol ochel sher yochel aval hay dvash bekaverto ein lo toras ochel clouds never ochel at all. I feel a kabel tuma even to be makabel tuma. That's pretty straight up against Rav Kahana. Amar Abaye, Abaye comes along for the rescue. Two different answers. Lo tzvicha ela losen shtei chalos. It's only talking about those two honeycombs that are set aside for the bees to be able to survive. Those can't become tummy because they're not going to be used for humans. When Kahana says that honey is going to be actual food, it's talking about the honey that's in the rest of the beehive over there. So says Rishbam, shtei chalos sheminichan lemosik shamim leparnosas adverim for them to be able to survive. Those are the ones that are not considered at all. Rav Am, another answer. Rabbi Eliezer, he says the Braisa that says they're nothing at all, no tum at all, is going in the world of Rabbi Eliezer, who is a Das Yachid. Says Rishbam, that is Mishum de Stam Devash, Lo Mashmali Shtei Chalos, El Kol Devash Shal Kaveres, Hilkach Nicha Leila Rava Tfei, Lokin Chidah, we can put like a Yachid over here. So it's going according to him, who says that, you know, it's not going to be Mekaba Tumah. Rav Kahana, you know, goes to the Chachamim, that yeah, it actually is going to be Mekaba Tumah. Beep, turn the page. Pay on the base. Because we learned in a Mishnah in Shvius, Kaveris Dvarim, when you're dealing with a Kaveris Dvarim, which is a beehive. But dealing with a beehive. Says Rashbam, that we already dealt with this in Hamochas Abayis. Enough. Okay, Samachayim Abayis. When it comes to the beehive, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he says, "Harehi ki karka is considered like karka." That is the sheet of the of Rabbi Eliezer. A kosher ale, a prosbel, you can write a prosbel on it. V'ena mekabel es tuma mekoma. It's not going to become mekabel tuma in its place. So when we say it's like karka, says Rishpam, therefore, even if you think about it, that it's going to be food, it's not considered food to mekabel tuma because it's just it's like karka. And karka is not tuma, right? Like we learn that from Yaro's Devash. Yar is a forest, and we have a forest of honey. The pasuk says, if we're considered like a forest, it's not mekabel tuma. And it can be prizbol, because a prizbol can only be written in something which is connected to karka. Vena mekabel tuma mekoma, it can't be mekabel, can't be susceptible to tuma in its place. So Kolzman, it's in the beehive, it's considered like the beehive itself is the karka, and therefore it's not going to be mekabel tuma over there. V'haroda mimena b'shabes chayav chatas. Right, we saw this in Samachay. Right, and somebody goes ahead and they separate it from the beehive on Shabbos, it's going to be chayav chatas, because it's considered like it's connected. It's you're being tolish, it's aser, right, kotzer. V'chachamim amrim, in kozman l'aprozo, we can't write a prozo on it, in kakar, it's not like karka. U'mekabel tuma b'koma, it's going to be mekabel tuma in its place, so considered food. V'haroda mimena b'shabes. Someone does it is going to be potter. So therefore, this braisa which says that honey and the beehive cannot become a kabbal tuma, that is going to be according to Rabbi Eliezer. If a kahana who says that it can is going according to the chachamim. Now, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar comes to explain Rabbi Eliezer's shita that he says like karka and all that shtickle. My time with Rabbi Eliezer, what's pshat? That he makes it like karka. The chsiv, because the pasuk says v'yit below saw, but yar is tavash. The pasuk in Shmuel and it's talking about that Yonah's son, he dipped his staff into honey and he ate it. And the pasuk calls the honeycombs yar is tavash, a forest of honey. So now we see v'yit below saw yar is tavash. V'chimalin yar is tavash. What does a forest have to do with honey? No shayches, ma shayches. I'm going to tell you, my yara tolish mimenu b'shabbos chayiv chatos. Just like when you're dealing with a tree in a forest, that you go and you detach it on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv chatos. After vasotu honey, I would be mimenu b'shabbos chayiv chatos. Someone goes and takes it from the beehive on Shabbos, going to be chayiv chatos. And because every lezer says that honey in a beehive is considered like karka, but the chachamim, they disagree with that. We have a kasha on Rava, Rava. Who's Rava? We just saw an Omen Aleph, right? We had a question that Rav Kahana came along and says, honey in a beehive, it doesn't leave its status of being food at all. Right, so we see you don't have to have machshav in order to become food, but then we ask the kasha, because it says in the Braisa that honey in a beehive is not going to be in a lo'och of a lo'mashka. It's neither one of those things. So we answered, Abai, it says, lo tzichelos and shechelos, talking about those shechelos, set aside just for the bees. And Rava said, Rabbi Eliezer, he says, no, that the Braisa is Rabbi Eliezer, right? And who says that it's like karka? So now, for the Gemara on that answer, Frek the Gemara, mei sevei, frek the Heilige Gemara, dvash hazav mechavarto, of your honey that's zav, that's flowing out of it, honey's flowing out of the beehive, in a loch of lamashka. It's not food, and it's not drink, in reference to tumma, even though it left the beehive. Now we got ourselves a problem. Bish, lamala, bai, nicha, according to bai, it makes sense. Because he's going to say the braisa here is also talking about honey from the two honeycombs that are set aside for the, that are set aside for the bees themselves, right? And therefore, it's not ochel even when it comes out. Ella Rava, Kashkan to Rava, who says against that, we have a question, because even according to Eliezer, honey that lived the beehive is not considered karka anymore, therefore it should become ochel. Ramashka, what's going on? On Rav Zved, Kigon Shazav al Gabe Klimos. According to Rava, that's talking about the honey that seeps out onto a disgusting cleese. According to Eliezer, this honey cannot be mekabel tumah. Until then, you dafka say that it's going to be food. Says the Rashbam, v'hilkach kevin de betocha kaveres lavi chashav ochel. It's not considered ochel in the kaveres. Rabbi Eliezer, v'hashikas yotzei rezav al gabi klimos hilkach sarich machshava. In that case, you'd need machshava to make it something. Aval alibi de rabbanu de chashiv le ochel betocha kaveres. It's called ochel even in the kaveres. Lo miftel shem ochel, meaning it doesn't lose its shem ochel mishum klimos because of shem mos. Ad sheyifsom mi leechol akelav, until dog won't eat anymore. Can the rain of Bishkut the Schulin, Kenir Beina, Azag, the way I see it. Of Achva Yaakov, another answer, says, Kagon Shazoval Gabi Kaskasin. It's talking about, according to Rav, the Bryce is saying, where the honey seeped out onto Kaskasin. These are, says Rashbam, Kismin Dakin, like splinters of wood, Shein Roy La'asva, you can't gather it up. Aval Gabi Kli Mos, Chashavocha, is still going to be considered like it's Ocho. So Rabbi Eliezer would hold that the honey is not considered food. Until then, you make it into food. When it falls into the splinters, because there's nothing you can do about it in that case. And that wouldn't be, it doesn't become mekabel tumah according to Eliezer. So if Acha is going to say that the honey, he went onto a klimos, it would be considered food because it can be eaten, right? Just like scrape it off that disgusting thing. Mei sevei, fractal gemara, so we're coming on the attack against Rava. We have a brisa that showed up. Honey that's in a beehive is not considered food or drink when it comes to tumah. Whoa, chishev alav lachila, but if he thinks about it to make it into food, metame tumas ochin, it can be metame tumas ochin, lamashkin, he wants to use a mashkin, metame tumas mashkin, it can be maskin. So the Bryce says straight up that honey in a beehive has to be thought about as food. And you said that it's considered food automatically. What do we do with that? This is going to be shalom, abaye, necha, makes it according to abaye, because according to him, the Bryce is talking about the two outer honeycombs, which is, again, set aside for the bees. The Bryce is saying that these have to be specifically made food to become mekabel tumah. El Rava, according to Rava, who says that it's always it's a kasha, because we were saying if this Bryce is going to Eliezer that the honey is considered like land, then making it food shouldn't work to make it mekabel tumah because it's like land. Rava says, Tertachi, explain it like this. Chishet v'lachila, if we thought about the honey and decided to make it like food, he had that in mind, ain't a matame tumah zolchen, it's not going to be mekabel tumah zolchen. The mashkin we thought for a drink, ain't a matame tumah mashkin. That's how you should explain what the Braisa is saying. Tiny conversation of God, if a Braisa supports that, devash bekavata matame tumah zolchen, shalom bemachshava. Honey that's in a beehive becomes mekabel tumah for food even without any thought about it, even if you're not designated as it. Wow, so that backs up the Heilige Rav Kahana pretty straightforward. Now we go into the idea of cutting down the zesim. Zesim lakos b'niach shnei grofios. Instead of you go and you have this olive tree and you cut it down because you want the wood, so you have to leave over two branches to make sure that it can grow back. Tanu rabbanon halokech ilan mechaver lakot. Someone goes to a tree from his friend who wants to, you know, use the wood. So there's different types of trees where you have to leave over. We saw about the zesim which you have to leave. Now we're going to see about other things as well. So what does it say? Magbia mina karka tevach v'kot. So you have to go and lift up the axe one tevach above the ground and then cut over there. In other words, you have to leave over at least a tefach. Says Rashbam, the hot of its summer, Valfakav de Loniach Shum Grufius, even if you're going to leave over any branches. Basulas a shikma, the tree is a shikma, a sycamore tree, which is a basula. Says Rashbam means Shalonik Samiolam, it was never cut. So if it's called the basula, then Gimel Tfachim, you got to leave over at least Gimel Tfachim, Sadin a shikma. That means Sadin means Rashbam says Shikfar Niktsats Pam Acheris Vagadal. It already was cut once and then it grew still, it grew back. Then Beis Tfachim, give over just two, that's going to be enough for it to be able to continue to grow. Bekanam Gufadam, when you're dealing with reeds and vines, Minap. Pekak ulama, it's got to be from the pekak, means a knot, as in when you tie a knot, and above, then it's going to grow. They have different knots as the vine grows, and it's from the lowest knot, you go from there, and then it'll be able to go back. But the kolomer razan, when it comes to the idea of palm trees and cedar trees, chofer umesharish, the buyer can even dig below the ground, uproot the tree entirely. Why the fishen gizam machlev? Because these things don't grow back. Says Rashbam, im yaniach mimenu, if you leave for it, chutz the karka, hol v'niktas berosho, since you, when you cut it, the stuff that's left over, it's not going to come back. Once the trunk of the date tree or the cedar was cut, it's not going to go back. So when he sells this tree, he knows he's not going to keep anything over himself. Never can gut the entire tree, he can get the whole wood. Frank the Gemara, really? You said Basuza Shikma, the sycamore, it's got to have three tefach in order to go back? Ramini, but we have ourselves a Mishnah and Shvius, which says, Ain coats to Basuza Shikma, Bishvius, you can't cut down this sycamore during that's ever been cut on Shemitah, because that's considered Avoda. To grow more, because you can't go ahead and prune it, and it's going to cause it to cut more. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rabbi says kedarko aser. It's also to cut it the way that you normally do it. Rashbam says before, so we're going to explain. Ela magbia yutfachim v'kotzes. What you need to do is you need to lift it up, raise it up ten tfachim. In other words, lift your axe up 10 tefachim off the ground and cut it from over there, says the Rashbam. Well, the Tanakama, Iko Lameimar, the less lehai shiura elashira chrini, you're going begimel amala asar, vikotis mil malame asar, hezeku, lina machshisha. When it's 10 and up, so it ruins the tree. Oh, gomeim meim haaretz, or you can be gomeim from the, it means to like destroy it from the actual ground. You can cut it from the ground. So whether it's 10 and up or it's the ground level, it ruins it. And therefore, you let it go ahead and you let it do it during Shemitah. But what do we see from here? What's the mashma? The mashma says that meim haaretzu dekashi, that if you go ahead and you cut it from the ground, that's going to be bad for it. Ha'idach ma'elila. But if it's above the ground, then it's actually going to be good to it for it. Says the Rashbam, ha'idach means tefach ubeis tefach me'alea. It's good for it. Why does it have to cut it if you want it to grow back? It has to be above three. Even above, you know, one or two is going to be good enough. No, everyone's masking from three and up. It's going to be good for the tree. I mean, it's from the ground level. It's going to be bad for it because it's not going to grow back. But between this shtickel toira lo mikshe kashi love eluye maile. It's not gonna be certainly bad for it. It's not certainly gonna be good for it. In other words, we're in like a suffix zone over there. It says the Rashbam lo mikshe kashi kol kach v'lo eluye maile ella misafka lo mishum dezimn kashi dezimn maile. Sometimes good for it, sometimes bad for it. So therefore, gabi shvius comes to shmita. Avdin imidu divadei kashi. You do something which is for sure bad for it. It's above 10, below right or to the ground from the to the ground level. Gabi mechamechem when it's coming to sell it. Avdin imidu day, divide the mailer. You something that's certainly going to be good for it, and therefore from three and up is going to be something that's good for it. The guy selling is definitely going to entertain something that's going to be good for it. When it comes to the palm trees or the cedar, you can go all the way to the ground because once you go and you cut it, it's not going to come back. For example, really, the eres ain't gizel machlif. You tell me that the eres, the cedar, is not going to grow back. What does it mean when it says tzadikatamar yifrach ki eres bavonon yisgeh? What does it mean when it says, the righteous man will flourish like a date palm and like the cedar in Lebanon, he will flourish. Just say one of them. Just say he's like a tamar, tzedek a tamar, or just say he's like an erez. Why is he like both of them? Because if Buddha just said erez a cedar and Lebanon said a tamar, he said what it said. Ma erez in osa peros. We know cedar doesn't make any fruit. Tzedek in osa peros. So to a tzedek is not going to make any fruit either. Says the Rashbam, sha'ochel tzidko sabo mazeh, he eats his greatness in this world. Ve'in lo lomaba inami she'in machil no so pri ba'al of kachnemer tamar kedachsev nami kachrina amutzad kitov ki prima lalem yochlu. Right, so what it means is that he's going to get his reward only in this world, he's not going to reward in the next world, or he's not rewarded at all in this world for his good stuff. And we know that that's not true. The kachnemer tamar, therefore, had to say the word tamar, a date palm tree. However, why are you at a palm tree? Because it goes and makes fruits. Vinamar tamar is just what it said, tawa wa wee 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 ma. It was just what it said, a date tree. Lona Marizin's there. I said, what I said, Matt Tamar in Gizel Machlif. We know the Tamar gets cut down, it doesn't grow back. Says Rishpam in Niksas, if it gets cut, it's not going to grow back. I'm Sadik in Gizel Machlif. So too, he's not going to grow back. Woo, says the Rashbam in Mace, Shalo Yolid Ben Kamoso. Im Mace, Shalo Yolid Ben Kamoso. Inami, Im Yipo, Lo Yakum. You fall down, he won't get back up. Right? He's not going to have a kid that's going to follow his ways after he dies, or if he's going to fall, he's not going to get back up again. But we know we get knocked down, but we get up again. So what's going on? Like Kacham Erez, the friend say Erez, oh, which implies that it does grow back. Says the Rashbam Kidachsev Ki Sheva Yipot Tzadik Vekam. You fall, but you get back up. Sheva Yipot Tzadik. So clearly, the cedar does grow back. So what do you mean you can cut the cedar all the way to the bottom because it doesn't grow back? El Hachamai Skin, what are we talking about? Bishar Mini Arazim. We're talking about different types of Arazim. Kid Rabbi Baruchun, Dom Rabbi Baruchun, Amar Rabbi Rav, Yod Mine Arazim. Hey, there are 10 different types of Arazim, of cedar trees that are found, types of Erez trees, right? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Etain Ba Midbar, Erez Shita V'Hadas V'Eitz Shaman Asim. Hold on, let me see the whole pasuk over here. Where you at, pasuk? Etim b'midbar eres shita hadas eitz shaman asim ba'arava b'rosh tidar usashur yachtov. Right, so there's a whole pasuk over there and goes through this whole list. Now, eres, what's eres? Is arza. It's talking about, like we know, the cedar tree. Shita turanisa. This is a turanisa, says Rashbam. Pine. It's a pine tree. Kol Shemus Alelohim Hayubikim. There were experts in these. Hadas Asa. This is talking about a myrtle. Eight Shaman Afarsima. It's talking about balsam. Delicious. Says Rishbam. Shafmi Menu Osin Hazefes Kainer Benai. You make pitch. Comes from this particular tree. Baxter says to seraph, shememenu osim hazephis. The seraph, the sap that you make from it, zephis, pitch. That is what I believe. Barosh, barasi. Barosh is a type of, says Rashbam, voice, whatever that means, right? A type of wood. Tidar is shaga. Shaga is, says Rashbam, ikadami, shaf, ikadami, afarsama, hu shememenu osim. Where'd I go? Oh, interesting. Same thing. Was that sure? Shervina, a type of tree. Says the Gemara, Hani Zion. Right? What do you mean? That's only seven. Right? Zion Havi. Right? That's only seven. You said that there are 10. Kiyosav Dimarabar, Hasif Aleim, Alonim, Almonim, Almugim. The Chum came and they added these three to the seven, these three trees. Alonim, Butni, this is elm. Almonim, Bluti, is oak. And Almugim, beep, turn the page. Palafam and Alf. Ksisa is coral. Ikadami, some say Aronim, Armonim, Almugim. Aronim, Ari. These are laurel trees. Armonim is Dulbe, is chestnut. And Almugim is Ksisa, is coral. Thank you, Uncle Art, for those translations. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.